Yeah, what we're looking to do is we're planning on renovating the existing structure and adding on addition to create 30 units of workforce housing. We're hoping to provide a mixture so that anyone, any income level, can live in the development.
And this would serve as a complement to the high-tech small town initiative that is taking place within the former Mercer Carnegie Library property. Can you kind of speak to that connection?
Yeah, so there's a lot of partners within the community that we're looking to, I guess, work with. And one of those community partners is the folks over here at the former library. We're looking to, I guess, provide housing for those folks, maybe create some sort of additional amenities for those folks to have a shared workspace. You know, we're exploring all options of what we can do. But, yeah, there's certainly a member that we're looking forward to working with.
And can you detail and quantify what you mean by workforce units?
Yeah, so workforce units would be a mixture of individuals up to 60% area median income, and then making available for folks, any income level. So again, anyone, any income level could live in this development.
Right now you're working with the current owner of the property, which is W.J. Albertson, which owns the Mercer Carnegie Library property. So can you talk about what pieces or what steps need to be taken from his ownership, I guess, to your or the Rock Island Growth Corp ownership?
Yeah, so there's a huge component of financing that needs to be secured, and one of those is securing historic tax credits. And what we have to do there is we have to submit an historic Part 1 and historic Part 2 to the National Park Service and receive the Part 2 approval. Receiving the Part 2 approval means we can then apply for state historic tax credits. So working with W.J. Albertson and his team will allow us to secure those credits and then to move forward with another big piece, which is securing federal low-income housing tax credits.
And I know this project is not small potatoes. I think the price tag I heard start to finish, $11.7 million. Did I hear that right?
Correct. Yeah. What we're budgeting right now is $11.7 million.
And explain the timeline right now for this project.
Yeah, so the timeline right now is we're working on securing historic Part 1 approval and Part 2 approval, and that'll hopefully take place by the end of the year. And at the beginning of 2022, we will send in hopefully our application to the Illinois Housing Development Authority for low-income housing tax credits. And then should we receive an award, hopefully second quarter of 2022, our plan is to close on financing and start construction by the end of the year. At the end of the year 2022, excuse me.
And then just in terms of what brought you here to Aledo, can you tell us a little bit about that story of, hey, yeah, I think I want to take on this old school building?
Yeah, it's actually one of our employees. He lives here, and so he actually brought the project as an opportunity to our executive team. What we do is we vet projects at an executive level, and then we kind of take a little further dive. We look at some numbers. We evaluate the market. You know, we do a lot of internal studies to make sure that it's something that we should look into. And then when we came here, both he and myself fell in love with the building, fell in love with the idea of what we could do to downtown Aledo.
And then you're seeking, I think, a $250,000 TIF assistance package from the city right now?
Correct. Yep, that's what we're requesting from the city.
And then as far as when you're working with historic tax credits, that means basically the structure has to stand. So you're utilizing the existing structure and making the modifications, so there's not going to be any demolition to that thing.
Well, there'll be some demolition on the inside of the building, but on the exterior, no. So our plan is to keep the existing structure, and then we'll work with the Illinois State Historic Preservation Office to, I guess, get approval of what we can and cannot modify within the building.
And I don't know, I've been around the parking lot over there, and I know there's some rough spots over there in the playground. There's some green space, I'm assuming, and some park improvements around there as well as part of the project?
Yeah, so our plans as of right now, these aren't definitive, but our plans are to use some of the green space for a community garden, look to put in a playground, and then utilize the parking lot to, create a basketball kind of area, and then to create some additional parking spots. So yes, the parking lot will be resurfaced, look brand new.